Hey, this is Ryan from Mother Mother.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Lunch is in the belly, so we're ready to rock for the afternoon.
Nice.
So, how are things? You guys keeping busy?
Yeah, really busy. Not so much on the touring front, although we're doing quite a few shows this month, but more on the making an album and writing and, yeah, pushing into the next chapter front.
All right, because your recent album, if you can call it recent, was 2014, late 2014, right?
That's right, yeah.
Very Good Bad Things. Now, you guys are from the West Coast. As you make your way, you know, around the country in that, what would you say are some of the biggest differences, if any, really, between the music scene, say, out in BC and then, you know, here in Ontario?
I feel as though there's probably a stronger clique, for lack of a better word. Maybe clique is not the right word, but like a familial network of bands that create a palpable scene in Toronto. It's not as much of a conjoined enterprise on the West Coast. So yeah, maybe a little more camaraderie out here. And I think that's just a byproduct of more bands and that Toronto is more of a hub of the industry. And people are like a little more fiery, a little more raucous. I guess those are the differences that come to mind.
Until they announced the lineup for Admiral Ives Budweiser New Music Fest, I'll be honest, I had not heard of you guys.
That's okay.
I did my due diligence. I went and checked out your stuff on YouTube, and what a blend of sounds and styles. I mean, you can't really say that Mother Mother is this or really that. So, you know, what's kind of your background and your influences? Because, again, from song to song, so many contrasting sounds and styles.
I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock and then some more underground quirky rock bands like the Pixies and Talking Heads and Violent Femmes. And then I went to jazz school as a young adult, and I think it was sort of like the fusion of that more classical approach or formal academic language fused with like my love for strange rock and roll that kind of formed the band sound.
That is quite a blend.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like if you have the language of, say, jazz or just music theory, and then you can take that and just create more contour and shifts within a basic structure of, say, rock or pop. Like, it's fun to take the headiness of those formal genres and twist current genres using them.
Yeah, because people just sometimes have a hard time grasping things they can't label.
I guess so, yeah. We like to put stamps on stuff for sure.
Now, how's the journey been so far for Mother Mother? Has it been a labor of love? Have you started to see some steam build, a bigger following?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a labor of love, but yeah, luckily we've been able to also call it our career. We've been going for about a decade, and yeah, luckily, thankfully, the trend is upward, you know, like even if it's incremental and slow, the graph is all, the line is always moving up on the graph.
When you first decided to make that conscious effort to really give this a go, was there a piece of advice that really helped you along the way, one in particular that may have stood out that helped you, you know, through those perhaps lulls or times when you thought, oh, God, are we really doing the right thing?
It was kind of the people that, like, said you're doing the wrong thing, which was the biggest motivator. Like, I remember my guitar teacher when I was young, I was telling him I wanted to, like, start a band and be famous, and he was really discouraging, and that was really encouraging, his discouragement. Like, I find the whole anti-dream mentality really inspiring.
So you guys are working on new music?
We have worked on new music and have recorded said new music and are going to be releasing new music next year.
Nice. Will you be perhaps, you know, giving us a tune or two when you perform on Saturday?
A tune, yes.
Oh, you got one ready to go?
We do, indeed.
Get Out the Way. Love that tune.
Thanks.
By the way, the video, too, blew me away. When I saw that, I was like, it instantly hooked me. It's now in my, what I call my workout playlist. how fun is it to take your music and then put something as visually charged as that to it?
Yeah, it's great when it works out, music videos. And that one worked out. Like, I'm happy about that video. And it's a beautiful synergy when the song and the visuals complement each other. And so, yeah, like, it's a total riot. But on the flip side, it's a real drag when you do all that work to make a video and it just doesn't feel like it's the proper aesthetic for the song. So, yeah, with that video in particular, I was pretty happy.
Awesome. Now, other than that particular song, is there another one that you would recommend for people to give a listen to warm them up for the show on Saturday?
Monkey Tree's a good jam off the last record, and it's very contrasting to Get Out the Way. It's more of like a feel-good summer jam, less aggressive sound, super catchy. People seem to like it. Yeah, I'd say those two are like the pillar tracks on the record.
Chatting with Ryan Guldemund of Mother Mother, who will take to the stage Saturday night. So looking forward to the performance at Admiral Live and 92.7 Rock's presentation of Budweiser New Music Fest. Grab their album, Very Good Bad Thing, and of course, a new album on the horizon. So we're looking forward to the show, and best of luck on your travels, Ryan.
Thanks so much. Take care.